Kevin Pillar and Kevin Kiermaier are the two best defensive center fielders in baseball, bar none. They are such a pleasure to watch, such a thrill. 27 years old, Pillar, 26 years old, Kiermaier. Pillar was a 32nd round draft pick and Kiermaier a 31st rounder, and it took both of them less than 4 years to make it to the major leagues. A couple of terrific stories, very interesting conversation. Want you to hear it. So here it is from yesterday. My conversation with Blue Jays center fielder Kevin Pillar and Tampa center fielder Kevin Kiermaier. So here with the two best center fielders in Major League Baseball, the Kevins, Pillar of the Blue Jays and Kiermaier of the Rays. And I wanted to get you guys together just to talk about everything, but I guess from where it started, because both of you got picked after the 30th round in the Major League Baseball draft. And Kevin, having known you for years, I know you kind of wear that like a bit of a chip on your shoulder. So we'll start with you on that.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, I thought my college career spoke for itself. I thought I was worthy of being drafted after my junior year. I think you get labeled as a D2 guy right off the gate when you decide to go to Division II. And, you know, wasn't drafted my junior year. And after my senior year, definitely thought I was worthy of going before the 32nd round. And, you know, that became my motivation to get to the big leagues.
Kevin Kiermaier, you did go before the 32nd round, but it was the 31st, so I'm assuming it's sort of the same thing.
Yeah, I really don't know what happened. I'm in the same boat as him. I thought my numbers and just my age and talent, you know, was better than the 31st round, but I use that as a chip on my shoulder as well. But I think it just comes down to, for me, being in a JUCO in Illinois, a D2 JUCO, just the exposure. Not a whole lot of scouts or anything like that, so you can't really blame that. It's just I think certain regions gets more exposure, and for me, I wasn't at a prime time location, but you know, us getting drafted, you know, make the best of our opportunity and just climb your way through the minors and get opportunity to play up here, and trying to stick up here is what it's all about.
But maybe the toughest thing when you're trying to climb up the minors, and I guess we'll stick with you, Kevin Kiermaier, is that you're not getting any breaks as a 30th round pick.
Yeah, definitely. You're not a whole lot of money invested in us, so we have to take advantage of every opportunity rather than guys who get a very large signing bonus who the organization will take a lot more chances with, because you want to see you want to see them do well since you put a lot of money into them. So, but at the same time, I thought I made my presence known my rookie year back in 2010. I kind of let them know, I'm not your average 31st rounder, and like I said, it's all about making the best of every opportunity and running with it, and that's what I try to do, and that's why I'm here now.
And Kevin Pillar, a testament to you as well. You know, also the high round picks, the bonus babies, they're all kind of getting pushed up through the minor leagues. You made it to the big leagues, both of you, but you made it to the big leagues in your third year pro, which is pretty amazing for a 32nd round pick.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it was just about staying ready and taking advantage of every opportunity I got. You know, I play with a lot of guys, you know, drafted and fairly early, and they invested a lot of money in these guys. And, you know, I spent majority of my time as a fourth outfielder, occasionally DH because they wanted to see me hit. You know, moved around the outfield, and then that ended up being my ticket to get into the big leagues, not just playing center field, but being able to show them I could play all three outfield positions. And, you know, when my opportunity came, I was always ready, whether I wasn't in the lineup that day. It wasn't because I wasn't going to be outworked or out-prepared, and just stayed ready when that opportunity came. And, you know, fortunately for me, in my minor league career, I kind of got hot and stayed hot and was able to move up and, you know, not allow the next level to overwhelm me and just kind of settle in and do what I felt like I was capable of doing.
With Kevin Pillar and Kevin Kiermaier, two of the center field greats in the game. And Kevin Pillar, obviously, I'm way more familiar with your career than with Kiermaier's, but I know that you hit 300 at every level in the minor leagues. When you got here, there was a center fielder of the future in your way, much like when Kiermaier got to Tampa Bay, there was Desmond Jennings there as a center fielder of the future. But you got here with your bat almost more than your glove.
Yeah, definitely. I think you know, that's just kind of how the game works. We like to put labels on people, and I got labeled as a guy who could hit, and I always felt like I played a good outfield as well. And that kind of got overlooked because of my ability to hit. And, you know, I'm kind of fighting that label now that, you know, I could play center field defensively. But, you know, really hasn't been consistent hitting, and that's what we're working on. I guess both of us are trying to prove that, you know, we're more than just good defensive center fielders, but good overall players, and we both go out there and try to play hard and do whatever the team needs, whether it's moving runners or taking extra bases, and just working on being more consistent with the bat and showing that we're not just good defensive center fielders, but good defensive players or good center fielders.
Kevin Kiermaier, I know you're a 280 hitter career in the minor leagues on the way up. What did you have to do to get this chance?
Well, defense is what first got me called to the big leagues, and that's one of the things where I always tell people, I know I can play defense and run the bases with anyone, but the storyline of my career has been hitting, and, you know, it's doing the little things like bunting and, you know, getting guys over.
Turning singles into doubles, we've seen you do that a few times.
Just go the extra mile to do whatever it takes, because I'm not a guy who's going to blow you away with, you know, I know I can hit, but I'm not a guy who's going to blow you away every night with, you know, swinging the bat like a lot of these guys on this team over here. And but, you know, for me, I just try to be a well-rounded player, and, you know, I just try to, throughout your minor league, you got to stay consistent. And my goal through the minors was not to repeat a level, in any in-season promotion was a bonus, and that's something I did. I never repeated a level, and that you know, got me to the big leagues in a fairly quick path, I guess, 3.5 years, which is a little above average. But like I said, it's just all about staying consistent, and I know my role on my team. I'm just trying to get on base and do my part offensively. So that's pretty much it with me.
With the Kevins, Kiermaier and Pillar, and obviously we have to talk about center field, because there are a bunch of new defensive metrics, defensive run saves, defensive plus minus, all that. The two of you blew away the field last year as far as center fielders would go, Kiermaier 1 and Pillar 2. I remember years ago going over to talk to Torrey Hunter when might have been 10 years ago, and he talked about how much he enjoyed watching Vernon Wells play center field for the Blue Jays, and I told Vernon that, and he was just thrilled. I know there's a lot of ways for you guys to see each other's highlights, and I'm sure there's sort of a mutual admiration society between you. So I want to ask you both how much you enjoy, when you're not playing against each other, watching the other guy play center field. We'll start with Kevin Pillar.
Yeah, definitely. I look forward to every time we play him. I get to watch him play for 3 or 4 games at a time, and I'm a baseball fan too, so I like to go on and check the highlights, see what other guys are doing. I don't really buy into the numbers a whole lot. I buy into the eye test and, you know, what he's able to do, and you know, how he's able to change the game defensively is you know, what really stands out for me. And you know when a ball's hit to him, you got to be real sure you're going to the next base because of his arm, and you got to be careful hitting the ball out there because you know how much range he has, and you know, his ability to take away hits.
Kevin Kiermaier?
I think with me, with Kev, is it's just, and I knew his path to the majors back in 2012, or was that when you were in low A? I just remember always seeing, I followed like MILB.com, and I always remember seeing Lansing Lugnuts tweet about him, and my teammates who were in low A that year were just like, dude, you got to see this Pillar kid. And then, you know, I did my homework on him, and seeing him a 32nd rounder, and now he's up here doing what he's doing. It's easy to root for, because even though we're different in our own little aspects of our game, but at the same time, I think it's going to be hard to find two guys out there playing the game as hard as we do. And I respect the heck out of outfielders who can do like him. He goes back on balls very well, comes in, has a good arm. And like I said, I think it all comes from to how he got to the big, because it's all same with me. So I know what he had to go through to get to here. And you know, a lot of teams overlooked both of us throughout the draft and certain things like that. And now, you know, probably any team in baseball would like to have us on their team, which is pretty cool, knowing where we came from and our path. But definitely respect the heck of or what he can do out there, just laying out. And like I said, he's fearless out there, and I appreciate that.
I think that goes for both of you. And at 27 and 26, is there any concern at all for, you know, long-term exoskeletal health, throwing your bodies around the way you do?
No, because I think naturally when both of us get drafted, I don't think anyone expects us to get here. I think we both expected ourselves to get here. And understand this was never a guarantee for us. So I play every game like it's my last, as cliche as it is, because I just enjoy the heck out of being out here and, you know, really happy with what I was able to accomplish. And I don't take anything for granted. You know, my health is never a concern because I feel like my job is to go out there and make plays. And whether that's running through a wall or diving for a ball or whatever it takes, you know, I never have that little voice in my head that tells me to stay on your feet. You know, maybe this isn't a good time. You know, I just enjoy it too much going out there making plays.
I'm assuming you don't have that voice in your head either.
Nah, because I feel like I feel like you're more sustainable to get hurt if you're trying not, or if you're trying to prevent that. Because, you know, if you go away from your instincts, I feel like that's what can really bite you in the butt. And for me, I always tell people, you know, anytime I'm out there running to walls or diving, you know, we do everything we do for a purpose. It's not for a show or anything like that. We're just out there trying to make plays, whether you're up by a run or down by seven runs. You know, it's just, I know one speed, and that's what you're going to get with me. I think I can say the same for him too. It's just, you listen to your instincts and that takes over. So as far as, you know, what people have told me in the past, you know, you need to pump the brakes a little bit, calm down out there. But it's hard to go away from that when especially you're so into the game and you see the ball, you just want to catch it.
All right, last thing for you guys, and I appreciate all this time, Kevin Pillar and Kevin Kiermaier. I want to ask you about technique defensively because, you know, I'll watch the both of you make plays, run down balls in the gap and think, okay, you know, and there's a catch by Kevin Pillar or by Kevin Kiermaier. And then you look at the replay and, man, you had to go forever. And most outfielders aren't getting anywhere close to that. You're doing it on your feet or you're doing it with spectacular dives. But the ones that don't require the dives, the ones that don't require, you know, that max effort, the tough plays made look easy. Is there anything more to it than just speed and a read of the ball?
I think it first comes down to just the read of the ball and instincts. And something I do every day. I shag BP every day, whether it's for one round or two rounds, and just work on getting reads off the bat. And, you know, I think as we both get more familiar with our opponents and our pitching staff, you start having intuitions where the ball is going to go. You know what the pitcher is going to throw. You know what type of swings they're going to take. And you kind of feel like you're moving in the direction before the ball's even hit. And I think that's what allows both of us to, you know, get to some balls standing up that maybe some guys don't even get to, is just one, being in the game, repetition, and, you know, just getting to know these guys, you know, their swings and our pitching staff.
So that's not even first step. That's even more than a first step.
Yeah, and like you were saying, you just got to, you know, get your reads in BP. That's the most game-like situation possible you can do. So more repetition we get out there translates into game. So I think the read itself is huge, and then your route and closing speed will all take care of everything else. But, you know, it's just us being out there, just listen to our instincts and letting second nature take over. But, you know, we've been doing this our whole life, so you try to make as many plays as you can. That's what it's all about.
And you get to do it 18 times a year against each other. How much do you look forward to these matchups, Kevin Kiermaier?
It's fun. I always know who's on the other side when we're playing the Blue Jays. And my teammates always, every time I don't catch a ball, they always let me know if Pillar would have caught that and, you know, certain things like that. You know, that's just them having respect for what he can do out there. And like I said, it's fun. It's good, friendly competition. And like I said, as bad as I want to beat these guys and how bad he wants to beat me, at the end of the day, like I said, respect the way he plays the game. And it's pretty cool to see where he came from and what he's doing now.
And Kevin Pillar, just, you know, you guys could be doing this the next 5, 6, 7 years against each other in the division. How much you look forward to that?
No, definitely. I mean, the fact that we're both around the same age and we're both young, and it's something, you know, we get to look forward to doing for a long time, hopefully. And, you know, like you said, it's nothing but respect. I get the same thing from my teammates' balls that maybe I don't catch. They let me know he would have caught. And it's just how we – it's just friendly competition. You know, even this year, you know, we both felt like we were worthy of winning Gold Gloves, and he was able to win it. And I reached out to him on Twitter and let him know that, you know, I was happy and proud that he was able to win it. But, you know, I was coming for it, and it's something that probably motivates him and motivates me. And, you know, it's what allows us to go out there and do what we do.
And the beneficiary of all of it is the people who get to watch you guys every day. Thanks so much for this. Best of luck once you leave Toronto, Kevin Kiermaier. Best of luck the rest of the season, Kevin Pillar. Thanks, guys.